Former Bosasa Chief Operations Officer Angelo Agrizi's case is back in the Specialized Commercial Crimes Court in Palm Ridge today. And Bernadette Wicks, the EWN contributor, joins us to explain the sequence of events. Bernadette, a very good afternoon to you and welcome to Cape Talk.
And to you. Thanks so much for having me.
What happened in court today, Bernadette?
So the case was very briefly before the court. Mr. Agrizi was not there himself. He hasn't been in court in person since around the end of 2020 because of his ill health. The case was just postponed until July, but the court did hear that he is going to be examined by an independent practitioner from the state tomorrow.
What are the cases and where do we see this particular case going?
Sure. So he's currently facing two cases. This particular case relates to allegations that he essentially facilitated massive kickbacks for Vincent Smith, the former ANC MP, in exchange for political influence and protection for Bosasa. And this case is kind of really dependent on the state's, on the results of the medical examination that he has to have, because in his other case, which is before the Pretoria High Court at the moment, the court is going to use this assessment to determine whether or not he is fit to stand trial. So obviously, if the court in that case finds he's not fit to stand trial, even though they're separate cases, it will have a bearing on this case. So really, at the moment, it depends on what the court finds, on what the state's doctors find, and what the court finds.
And the defense for Angelo Agrizi, what do they feel? What is their case?
Last month or March, I must get my dates correct, but they were planning on bringing an application to have the court rule that the case was being delayed unreasonably because the state indicated that it wanted to get its own doctors in to examine Agrizi last year already, and it's taken several months to do that. And that's really been the holdup at the moment. So they were planning on bringing an unreasonable delay application, but on the back of the news that the state is kind of now moving to get its doctor to examine him, they've dropped that application. So really, everyone is just waiting to see what the court rules at this point.
When is the next appearance? Does this case continue tomorrow in the Palm Ridge Court?
Not tomorrow, on the 12th of July. It'll be back in the Palm Ridge Court. It was supposed to be set down for the High Court today. But again, what's holding that up is this medical examination, because obviously the court doesn't want to set it down for the High Court. And then in the interim, there's a ruling that he's not fit to stand trial. And so then obviously it wouldn't proceed. So they really need to get this sorted out before they can progress.
That's Bernadette Wicks chatting to us about the case of the former Bosasa Chief Operations Officer Angelo Agrizi's case, which is back in the Specialized Commercial Crimes Court in Palm Ridge today. I think a number of people watching these cases and also watching a number of cases that will still be forthcoming from the Zonder Commission and the NPA will have to work on that, because I think, you know, we've spent just over R1 billion on the Zonder Commission, and obviously the country and every particular person who's watched a number of those things happening within the Zonder Commission and the just the scale of corruption that happened and the things that went on would like to see somehow or other that, you know, prosecution goes ahead and things happen with a very swift move. But that is the Angelo Agrizi's case in front of the Specialized Crimes Court.